Hello.
Hello, Christian.
Yes,
This
this is
is
Chris.
Nick. No,
Oh, Nick.
this is Nick from the same company, Hoffenmeister. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you. I actually thought that it's better for me to give you a call and discuss these points so I'm able to give you a quote sooner than later, because right now that's why you are here for, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll just quickly confirm the features. Okay, the first, should I start?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, as soon as the user will open the application, they will see a splash screen. Your restaurant logo will appear, and meanwhile, the application will buffer in the background. Okay, it is also used as an advertisement forum. You can we will be providing a animation for your logo, restaurant's logo, but you can also use this section to if there is any announcement or any promotions that you would want to put up there on the first on the splash screen. Okay. Then the next screen will be the sign up screen. Okay. On the screen where they have the option to sign up, and people will fill out their first name, last name, email address, phone number, and will set up a password. And they can also do it using Facebook or Google. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And then they will just create their profile. They will sign up. Do you want me to add the address section during the sign up or during the checkout?
The
Okay, so we'll just leave the sign up sign in over here. Then the main screen will appear over there. There will be a search bar where a person can search about a dish that you're offering. Okay. For example, you guys are offering wraps, okay, and other barbecue cuisines. So they can search about the food you guys are offering, okay. There will be an About Us section, okay. Contact us, your contact details, address, phone number, email, okay. Clients or users account. Okay, they can go ahead and edit any information if they want to change the address or phone number or email address that they are using. Okay, and then there will be a static content option like FAQs and everything like that. Okay, these will be the options, and then there will be a main screen of like a restaurant menu. Okay, there will be, for example, the first line will be if you are offering any discounts, so any hot deals, it will be shown over there, and it will be a toggle like swipe screen, so the user can swipe and see the food or the dishes you guys are offering discounts on. Okay, then the next slide will show any hot dishes like the most ordered food from your restaurant. Okay, so it can be wraps or anything. Okay, depends on the input we will be providing to the application, right? And then the main menu will appear where all the features and function all the features or all the food and services you guys are offering will be shown. About a section is static. You know, contact us is static, okay, and the user account is static. So this is all the information. Now, I will choose a food, for example. Let me quickly go ahead and open your website. So, for example, I am choosing from pasta, and there are like two pastas you are offering. One is Cajun Alfredo, and the other one is mac and cheese. Grandma Rosie's mac and cheese, right? Okay. This is the website is still under process?
Yes.
Okay. So, for example, I chose Alfredo pasta, and there will be you guys will be asking me if I want anything in the side. For example, what type of meat I would want with it. It's like beef or chicken or any other meat. Okay,
Okay.
what type of sauce? For example, there are options. Do I want to add fries with it? Do I want to add a drink with it? Okay. So these
Okay.
will be showing over once I complete my order. Okay, I'm ordering a pasta and I want to add a soft drink with it. Okay, and I will check the quantity. Okay, one pasta and one soft drink, and I will proceed. This order will go to my cart. Then I will click the cart option that will be shown on top right of my screen, or you can change it when you will be discussing the designs. I will open my cart. I will confirm the order. It will show me the prices that I'm supposed to pay. I will click proceed. Then it will take me to the shipping page where I will enter my shipping address. And once I will add the shipping address, I will click proceed. Then it will take me to the payment gateway page. So you will be using a Stripe or any other payment method?
Say the first part again.
What type of payment method you will be using? It will be credit card, Google Pay, Apple Pay. How do you want your
Just credit card.
just credit cards? Okay. Okay. So the client, while providing you, once I will input my credit card details. Okay, and I will place the order. Okay, and you on the admin side will get a notification that I have placed this order, and you can confirm it, you can check it, you can confirm it, and then you can let me know on my screen. Being a user, I will be told how much time it will take depending on the quantity of the food that I've ordered or the time it will take to get the food prepared. Okay, for example, once I complete and make the payment, complete the order and make the payment, it shows me for about like my waiting time is 30 minutes or 25 minutes, depending on the food and the route from restaurant to my place, right? So, what type of third party services for the ride you guys are using?
Toast.
Okay.
Oh, for the ride?
Yeah, for the ride.
DoorDash.
DoorDash. Oh, okay. And how you guys will be notifying them?
Sorry, say that again. Hello? Can you hear me?